Let me know when I'm ready, Esther, because Randy's told me to hit the gavel harder.
Well, this is the same one we were just talking about that you sat in. Oh, no, that was one call. Sorry.
Okay.
We're ready? All right. Ready, Julie?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kulk. We're meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's February 1st at 2013 at approximately 4 o'clock. We're calling this a special meeting, but before we actually get into potential motions, we'll be having discussion with staff about some background on one of the cases we're considering. So I don't really have any opening comments. I'd open it up to my colleagues if they have any opening comments before we get into general discussion.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have no opening comments, waiting to hear information.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
No comments from me.
Okay. With that, we have a motion that is in Commissioner Fedorchuk's portfolio, but I would say before we even discuss the motion, staff has some things they'd like to bring out to our attention as other things. So who first? Patrick or Lana? Patrick.
A couple of things I wanted to bring to the Commissioner's attention. In this case, in this Bakken Link Pipeline proceeding, we had issued an initial order, and we also had an order amending the route and certificate. And in that, as I was preparing the documents for this meeting, I noticed that in their application previously for an amended route and certificate, they followed the procedure that we had been following routinely, and that is to provide the information about the studies, you know, provide all the information required for us to determine that an application is complete, and for us, and also they also filed a waiver of procedures and time schedules so that we could combine the corridor and route. In this proceeding, we do not have a request for any of the waiver of procedures, and like combining the corridor and the route, for example. And what else?
Well, we don't really have an application.
And we don't have an application that I can call complete or deem complete. But the way I've prepared this motion and this notice, I've prepared it as if they had filed a request for a waiver of procedures. And perhaps if the commission decides that we need that, we could get back to the company right away and ask them to file it. Or we could go ahead with this and ask them to file it subsequent to the commission's notice, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose.
Before it goes out to the publication.
But we haven't had time to actually talk to them to see if they could produce it today.
Right.
Okay. One of, and I didn't know this till Pat and I talked a little bit at some point between the two meetings. So I didn't know, I didn't go back and look and didn't know about it either. But I really caution the commission against doing two different processes in the same case. Because then it really does look like we don't know what we're doing. Now, you might have a basis to have a different process with a rational basis for doing something differently in the Chris Merrill example. You have the possibility of doing something like that in another situation. We have some discussion that we talked about here about whether or not the facts of this case or the facts of the request are more like that one or less like that one. Those are all manageable, and I think the commission can draw certain lines where it does certain things and delegates certain things. But I very much caution against jumping to a different procedure in this case unless you have that rational reason for doing so.
So would there be any benefit gained by today, Vice Monday, if to get a hold of the company right away and say, hey, listen, file just like you did before, the waiver to do A, B, C, D, E. We convene a special meeting via phone at earliest convenience Monday when they filed this stuff. Then we are back on track and we're still trying to get the goals I think we talked about in the work session.
I have a question for Pat. First, I think that's possible. No, I mean, what was their previous deviation? How did it compare factually, kind of, to this one? The one that
they
went through the normal process.
Too.
The deviation, if you're talking
In this case.
The previous amendment.
Sizable, like.
Well, yes, and like outside the corridor, like completely,
yes.
Or, okay.
There were numerous deviations in the previous filing.
And new corridor, new land included in the corridor then.
I believe so, yes.
In this filing, Pat?
In this case, there was the original order and then an amended order. And in the amended proceeding, in the proceeding for the amended certificate and route, Alana was asking if the corridor that they were that we amended was outside the original corridor.
And it was. There was landowners they could not get to agree, so they ended up changing significant portions of the route. I remember that now.
Yep.
Okay.
And how did you handle it?
We handled it procedurally. They filed a complete application, pretty much, for the route deviations, route changes, and they filed a request for a waiver of procedures and time schedules. And we did a notice of opportunity for, just like this one, notice of filings, notice of informal hearing, and notice of opportunity for hearing.
Based on their request to waiver stuff, that to me was a tick that previously asked us to waive it, we did. They've not asked us to do that yet officially.
Right.
I see your point.
Because they didn't really think they were going to go through this process, I believe.
They were looking for a hastened process.
Some abbreviated process, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, well, honest question, though. I mean, this is a tough situation, but what do we lose by Monday? I mean, we can do this whole thing Monday. If they get the waiver filed, then we move forward.
Would you like me to make it a little tougher for you before you go any further?
No.
No. But there are four maps that we have in the filing. And one of them is called KNAPP, KNAPP.
Right.
They are currently at that location. And then the other three locations, they'll be there in about 2 weeks.
And when did we first find out about this?
January 18th.
Well, I mean, our choices are...
Well, I shouldn't say that's not one.
2 weeks ago.
The question is, when did they find out about it? I mean...
It's when did they make the filing? We heard about something that might be coming before this date, but we didn't get this filing until January 18th.
Okay.
When was this pipeline corridor approved in the first place? And when was the previous deviation done?
I think I have that in here. In the new notice, there was a February 29th, 2012 order by the commission. That's the original order. And then on September 5th of 2012, there was the amended corridor and amended route permit.
So I'm kind of curious where my fellow commissioners are. It looks like we have like three options. One would be to stick with the original, like the process that is laid out in law and that we followed on the other deviations in this case and in the initial granting of this corridor and route permit. Or we could deem that there's just reason to make these changes and grant them their new corridor and route permit, right? Just outright, or we could go and require them to meet certain criteria, such as certifying that the landowners approve this, certifying that they have all the cultural and environmental studies in place. What are the other criteria there, Patrick, that you've already asked them to kind of start pulling together?
Well, some showing of landowner approval.
Yep.
And the... The studies, the corridor studies.
Yep.
And then I asked them, in addition to those, for a certification that they would not impact any exclusion or avoidance areas.
Right.
But that was based on not knowing which process we wanted to follow because that kind of bridges the two different processes.
Right.
today's process and a footprint process and the, you know, the law, what they're proposing downstairs. I was bridging a bunch of things.
That would walk us closer to what they're proposing or looking at examining this legislative session, correct, if we did the latter option?
Yes.
So, are there any other choices of options?
A hybrid model, you could act on the NAP one and do something and then deal the others separately.
No.
I guess there's all kinds of options in between that you might be able to make up. I don't know. But those are the typical, those are our typical.
Mm-hmm. So if we had those certifications, I'm curious, you know, Brian and Randy, if that would make a difference, if you'd feel comfortable.
Well, what do you think? It's your, I mean, your portfolio, so I mean,
well, I'm interested in getting your thoughts. If you have any, and maybe you just are still undecided, but
well, my first. Oh, go ahead, Randy.
Before answering that, I want to ask another question. If we follow the the normal procedure, whether it starts today or whether it takes until Monday to get the application in either event, what are the minimum time frames if we would assume that on Monday we could get something placed in the appropriate county papers for sometime this week?
Yep.
Or for sometime, you know, this coming week.
Okay. The notice will, that's what I did in the notice. I assumed that, and I didn't get a chance to check with Kara to find out exactly when the McKenzie County official paper publishes, but it's usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And so I went from Friday, which would be February, whatever, and I counted 20 days after publication and added 1 or 2 days after that. And I came up with comments and requests for hearing would have to be received by March 5th.
So the answer to Randy's question would be that we've done this before. At 5:01 on March 5th, we would hold a special meeting to do something.
That's a possibility.
We've done that before.
And then I scheduled the informal hearing for February 27th, you know, before the comment period ends, but close to it.
And if we go that route, what public good are we protecting?
We don't know. There could be someone out there that, by making these changes, they feel there's harm headed their way. So we would not be allowing them to say their piece.
Mm-hmm.
Or a research of an artifact or something like that. But that's where the question is very good. By them saying there's no impact and covering all the A, B, C, D, E's, that's their statements, if you will. So we could act on that, which we've done before. But that goes back to the point about the law says clearly. So that was the hedge before where the commission deemed that in that those instances, one for sure, maybe two, we were willing to go outside the corridor to keep the companies moving and there was no harm because it was isolated and we felt comfortable that they'd met the requirements, the spirit of the law. But this one is a little more complicated than that.
Because the deviations are bigger. Is that the biggest concern for you, Brian?
I think the deviations are bigger. Actually, that's why I asked the question about the NAP one. Maybe there's a possibility that there could be staff approval on the... Go ahead, Alani. I always want to hear your thoughts.
I said this one almost had an intervener, this case. This far from having an intervener, which I don't know if that's relevant. I don't know if any of this... But
in these locations, do we know? Or
I'm guessing not.
Not as specific to a location.
Right.
The concern was about the whole line.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very tough. This is a long pipeline to site, and there were some really tough choke points because of the river and other things, and there was a lot of concern about it.
Yeah.
So it's not like this was a 2-mile pipe. This is a big pipeline.
And the intervener was a business client, not of some kind. It wasn't a landowner.
But I
mean,
that
wasn't an intervener.
Randy was asking questions, and then we got off track. But does that answer your question? I mean, the earliest, if we follow the procedure that we normally have followed, March 5th at 5:01 would be the earliest that they could continue construction with our approval in these areas. Is that correct? That's the way I understand it.
Although it seems to me if we got it in the paper next week, so that's February 8th, 20 days is February 28th, the next day, March 1st, is a Friday. Why couldn't we do it on March 1st?
Well, as long as we've met the requirements of the days. If there's some tweaking, that could be. But I think
I didn't cut it quite
that close. Because maybe the announcement doesn't go until Thursday.
Just in case the maps get left off or something by the Newspaper Association, that's happened too.
So you guys are standing out there till then?
Well, and that's the point.
Mm-hmm. Did they answer that question today yet?
Yes, I have the answer to that question.
And your answer to the question was yes for NAP. When are they going to be at NAP?
One location, they are there now. And the other three locations, they'll be there in 2 weeks.
So I guess the question might be if they have a plan, if they can move to another part of the pipeline or something with those crews and keep those crews going while they wait, then it would be minimal impacts on them.
Well, in theory, they could go to the...
I suppose in theory they could go to the locations where they have 2 weeks left of work left and then be up against those in 2 weeks. And I don't know if there are any other locations where they could work longer. But I don't know if they would. They should have told me if they did have other locations.
And in the past, when we've done the staff approvals, we haven't involved any new landowners. And I don't know if that's the case here. Is there new landowners? Or?
We've heard that there are not new landowners.
But we're up to a fence. So, not the impact of the break. The staff approvals that you work on are within the...
Good Lord.
Corridor, correct?
We've gone outside the corridor. We've moved the whole corridor twice now that I know of.
Yep. That's what I remember too.
Jerry, should you be talking into the mic? I don't know. Oh, there it is. Okay, sorry. I was looking at the red one.
So I said we've gone out of the corridor twice now. Both times, so we've stayed on the landowner's property that was originally involved.
And that's the case here as well, correct?
It is.
So we didn't have, that way we had nobody new involved in the thing that didn't get a notice.
What kind of information was provided, Jerry, in those cases?
They were short enough or close enough routes that I think their existing studies, at least in the case where I okayed it, the existing studies that they had done had covered that area.
And I think
in
the case that Chris dealt with, they were going to bore under, and so there would, you know, you can imagine there would be no impact.
That was part of that.
Yeah.
Well, you had asked me where I am, Brian, so.
Yeah, it's your portfolio.
I hear the concerns with varying the process, but I think from the standpoint of, if we got certification from the landowners, and maybe we even say adjoining landowners if there are any, that they support this, and the certification that they aren't going to be impacting any avoidance or exclusion areas, they're going to follow all the rules and regulations, et cetera, and they can show us that they have the studies, that they've studied these areas and that they're okay, then I would tend to support this variance because I think there's some pretty good rationale for avoiding these woody areas, the scoria pit, and the landowners want it. So, and this is the process that the legislature is looking at. So I think this is kind of where we're headed anyway. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. Mr. Chrisman.
Well, we haven't really addressed a concern that was discussed earlier, and that being the one along to move it over along the fence. Mm-hmm. Okay, it might be fine with the landowner, but are we assured that there's no county or township projects waiting for this summer or something where that road maybe needs to be widened that impacts lots of people, and now here we're going to put a pipeline in the way. And
which one was the fence on? Which exhibit?
I think it was the
third one. Yeah. Could we add that stipulation as well? Yeah. Certification from the county, township, or whoever. It doesn't
I think it would be important if we are going to do that. My other thought is...
There's not a road there.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a road.
There's a road there at all.
Well, there's something that divides all that land up. You notice how the land is farmed different ways? And mm-hmm. So there must be like a section line trail there, or a quarter line, or there's some natural line there. Mm. And so... would it be illogical to think that there might be a road coming and the road's being built all over up there? Maybe someone else wants to sell oil right down that road and they need that road to get there. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but, I mean, we don't typically consider hypotheticals, like there might be something done. Unless someone comes in and testifies that, but that's, we didn't have anything in that particular area. But I think the adjacent, I think the question is if it's a different landowner, they're pushing it on their property, but it's still the same landowner's property.
Right, but might I just argue that if you typically don't consider things that hypotheticals, right. Only things that someone came in and brought to light, but we're going to avoid the opportunity for them to bring it to light.
Yeah. So
it doesn't work. Because when the hearings were held before, they looked at the corridor and said, oh, it's over in a ways. We still have plenty of room to build that road.
Well, it sounds like the basic decision, though, if you want more information, then that's great. Then I think I think the decision we're faced with today is, do we have enough information that we can say, Pat, issue staff approval? And if we don't, that's fine. Then we have to go back to follow the procedure. Is there something that the folks there would tell me different on that? That if we think there's enough information, we can say, you know what, Pat, issue approval. Because we don't have a request. It's just a staff request.
Maybe they want to separate the request into different requests.
That was one of the things that we talked about to deal with the Naplan first. The problem I thought of in that is they're all coming to head before the March 2nd, 3rd, 4th deadline. So you might buy yourself a week or so to get more information, but you're still not going to be able to cover the period with the 20-some days.
It may allow that construction company time to figure out how they're going to jump ahead somewhere and do something else for a couple of weeks. I have another question that I'd like to just bring up for our discussion a little bit. So if this is our decision, and especially if we do something different with the NAP one because they're there, is that our new precedent that just call us the day before?
Well,
or in this case, it was a couple weeks before. And then we won't bother with hearings and stuff because we don't want to hold you up.
You know,
with those criteria, I think that is where the legislature, that's where the proposed bill is going. Yeah, you're right, Brian. I mean, that hasn't been heard.
The governor can throw that out.
Yeah.
I think the proposed bill outside the corridor is a little...
The proposed bill outside the corridor of the winter center has 15 days of a notice period, and wasn't that where kind of that one settled
in? Yeah, 15 days to act.
To see what they're initially thinking outside the corridor. Let me.
I have that, Alana. Outside the corridor, landowner approval.
Yep.
Field study.
Yep.
Certified no avoidance areas. And then we talked about some of the buffer zones and the limited length and some of those criteria.
Yeah, in an alternative, but I guess I was, do you have the actual bill with you?
Oh, yes, I have that
just
too.
To see what they thought they wanted for outside the corridor, if that's a basis here.
I'm sorry.
My question was going to be, what is the commission's, what is the line between when you do it and when you don't
okay.
do it? We have to, might not know
so,
it today, but if
yeah.
we know this route, we have to figure out the line.
Here's what the draft language says. Do you want to read it?
Well, you can read it to me.
Before or during construction, a utility may adjust the route of a gas or liquid transmission line outside the designated corridor.
That's my revised bill.
Yeah.
Yes, no. The actual
oh, you want
bill
theirs.
That may pass without any changes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's even
that.
More. That's even more.
I can't. I guess I wouldn't say that that version is before the legislature at this point.
No, but.
Yeah, let me
hear you
look
go.
Because I actually. Jerry. I don't think it was. I think there was a notice, but maybe not. Okay. For good and just cause, the utility may apply for a variance to relocate outside the corridor. If the applicant has filed an application for route variance and certifies in writing the information enumerated in the subsection, then the Secretary of the Commission shall approve it within 15 days. And so they are applying for a variance. They are certifying. And what they're supposed to file is not affecting a known exclusion or avoidance area unless they have written approval to affect the avoidance area. Within a study area used to determine the corridor and there's no known additional adverse factors other than those already considered by the commission. A special condition that demonstrates the existence of good cause. Directly affected landowners do not oppose. Environmental clearances have been obtained and filed. A map showing location is filed. And the utility will comply with all applicable conditions in the laws and rules and order. And then the secretary of the commission or the commission would have to take action within the 15 days say that it's deemed approved if the secretary doesn't take action within 15 days unless the applicant asks for more time or the commission asks for more time to get more information. And then if the applicant's unable to resolve any of the conditions raised by the commission, then they can have an informal hearing. The commission can have an informal hearing. So I thought there was a deadline in there, and I thought there was an informal hearing thing in there. So that's it. But it's substantially what you're thinking.
Well, I guess, Commissioner, I'm more inclined to do an approval of the NAP situation separately from the others, pending that we know for sure, not someone saying that the landowner likes
right.
the idea, but that we have proof of that.
All those conditions, even
yeah.
for the NAP, the study, the landowner.
The others, I am still not clear on. If we start a process and do this whole notice, and so we're planning on having this hearing in late February, and something comes up in the meantime that really alters all this, our plan, we can cancel that like we cancel other meetings, correct?
It's an opportunity.
Yeah, and a notice of opportunity is going to run till it runs. I don't know that you could cancel a notice of opportunity. You can cancel an informal hearing. You can cancel a hearing when you know that nobody's going to come and talk because they all agree on something. The notice would run to the end of the period. And we've talked before in other situations about when you could have a shortened notice, and it's an emergency, and it's when it affects, you know, health and welfare. So I don't know that there's any opportunity for a shorter notice in this than the minimum 20 days, which is not only in this law but also in general administrative procedure.
Can't you also not? I mean, if you do not put the date for an informal hearing in the notice, then you don't have to worry about that particular aspect of it. You wouldn't have to cancel the informal.
Right. It's exactly. You don't.
You can just have the informal during your on a commission day when you have an informal hearing.
So, yeah, I was just thinking about
that. You know, Randy, you were worried about, are we starting some kind of a new precedent or something? And
yes.
I think we have always, once a permit has been issued, tried to keep the thing moving if they have reroutes that make sense. So I don't think it's really a new precedent. And the second thought is wondering if they will just take their original route if you make it too hard for them to do this reroute. If it costs them a lot of money and time and they're going to have crews standing by, they'll just plow through whatever it is they're worried about.
Did they answer back to that question we asked about that?
We talked about those at the previous meeting.
We asked them. I don't remember if they answered either.
Unless you do something to stop them, that would be a good guess of what they would do.
Well, we asked them to please promise not to.
Okay.
I think she said she would get back to us on that along with the information on the studies, et cetera.
Let me ask you three the holes you can put in this idea. That the I read through this letter again. This letter from them to Pat, it's got Mr. Bender's name on it that says he says that all landowners agree. There's no different effect to landowners. He says they're moving it over closer to the fence line to not hit the cultural site. He basically says in his letter everything we're asking for. So, I mean, what would be the? There's no value to me of getting anything else from them because he's got his name in the bottom of this. Is this something that, if what he says isn't true, that he can come back after him? It is, right?
Do you go after an attorney or do you go after the company?
Well, I mean, after the company. Because he's acting as an agent of the company. What I'm getting at is that I don't see any value of going back trying to get... We don't ask for landowner letters and anything. But we have somebody certify what they're saying is true.
Well, certify is kind of a word of art. And the letter isn't a certification, but the letter is the word of an attorney who could be disbarred by lying.
But does it have the point that I'm trying to get at, though, this should give me reasonable certainty that what he's saying is true. And
yes.
Okay, so given that, the company's telling us that, hey, listen, everything's fine by moving this around. And then what would be the downfall of saying, issuing staff approval on all this stuff, but then still doing the notice and letting that run through? You do the notice. If nobody requests the hearing, then we're fine. But we've got an audit trail that shows that we did at least ask. And if somebody does ask, and that's fine.
But it's at their own risk.
But it's at, well, no, we would issue staff approval.
Yes, but I mean, if something caused everyone to enough evidence to change, like
right,
somebody commented.
That's what I'm saying is if in the, we the commission are not issuing staff approval. Pat could have just taken the risk on himself and done it based on previous guidance quasi from the commission. But he was smart enough not to do that. But having this discussion, I think I'm hearing from my colleagues that there's more of a synergy to do this now than not do it. We're caught up in this, making sure we're not too far out the realm of legal. But if we issue, let's say staff issued the approval for this, let the notice period run. If nobody comes back in, this is buttoned up tightly. If somebody comes in and says, no, by golly, by doing this, you did this, this, and this. And we go to Mr. Bender and we say, Mr. Bender, you have a letter here that says all landowners agreed, no cultural things were harmed, and yet now we've got Bill that says that you're running it through something. Clearly conflicts. But without asking, let the notice period run, you don't at least open that door for that.
That's doable.
I mean, does that make sense?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and
what are the pitfalls? Given all the choices we have, that's one I've been thinking through for a couple hours.
And if legal says that's doable, then I'm writing it. So,
I.
Well, but there's those possibilities are out there from a lot of other reasons. It's not impossible. It is something that was asked, you know, that came up as a possibility once or twice before. It just has to be worded, you know, correctly. This approval, a couple different things would be going on. You'd be issuing a notice, and maybe in the notice and maybe somewhere else, delegating to staff the authority to decide subject to. And authority is only as big as the fact that nobody comments back. So the authority to decide to grant or whatever, subject to nothing coming in. Something comes in, that authority is then stayed, kind of.
How does the company proceed in that scenario?
Well, the company probably proceeds because they have authority. They are not violating the act because they have a new corridor or whatever, a new route. They have the authority.
And if somebody comes forward, we tell them...
Well, then you that's the problem.
Well, then we've got like, we already gave the approval.
Well, but if
right,
somebody...
But I'm saying the approval's conditioned. I mean, it's a condition subsequent. And what that means is it's effective unless something happens. And when the something happens, then you have to deal with it one way or another.
Yeah. I think I'm just probably going to be repeating what you said, but now the light just really became clear. So let me just reiterate. The approval that, in this case, Pat would be sending them is that, yes, you have approval, assuming that there are no issues with landowners, cultural resources, or anything like that. And so then they proceed taking on the risk that none of those are going to come in.
Exactly. If something
because they've been there,
you want it to trigger. You don't want to have to bring a complaint or something when something comes in. You have the something coming in might be subject to a hearing. Okay, you might sort out the evidence. Once you did that, you want it to trigger the end of the authority. So that's why you have to write it that it's effective unless something happens.
And this is the staff approval you're talking about.
I guess so.
So we basically say, you guys say that you've done. You're saying all of this, go ahead, but we're going to, you know, go about, give the public a chance to comment. And so if they come forward and say, we've got a problem with this, why, and this, then you obviously didn't do your homework.
If SHPO files a letter with us that says, oh, wait a minute, this is going right through something that then they didn't do their homework, then would they stop?
No.
Are we trying to have our cake and eat it too then? I mean, is this...
Everybody is in this situation, obviously. Company is too.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you this, that would be a choice that I'd be comfortable with. Short of that, I say issue the hearing and they can wait. That's on those two extremes.
I like the issue, the idea that we've just been discussing, but with adding a provision that this attorney didn't address in here, and that is... If that one pipeline section where they want to move it closer to the fence line, if that's on a section line or any kind of improved road or a road that is normally open to traffic, to cross the middle of somebody's property, to public traffic, that it would be pending that it has the approval of the political subdivisions in the area.
Well, Pat, you're still waiting on other information that you asked for, right?
I'm not, unless Commissioner Kalk is saying...
I guess Commissioner Kalk is saying he doesn't really need anything further from what's provided in the letter.
Well, what I'm asking is, back before it came to the commission, when you had asked them for information and then Lawrence wrote back and said, I understand you want this, 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 and this. Did all of that come in?
No, none of that's in.
Okay, because I don't hear the commission, and they can jump in here and correct me, saying don't ask for what you think you need in order to conclude it's okay. I think you're still entitled to ask the company for whatever it is you need to have a professional recommendation on this this question. Well,
that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a commissioner say something different. Let's
sort that
Are you for some reason not wanting to collect those things, Commissioner Kolk?
That's usually if the staff is willing to do the approval, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, go over again what it was you were asking for, in addition to what they first wrote in, okay?
When I read through Lawrence's letter, there's nothing in there that I'd want, provided everything is true.
I think the distinction is, I'm assuming that Pat asked for those things, and then with the intention that when he received them, he would grant them a full permit to have this new route. What I'm hearing, what I think we're talking about now is for Pat to say, yes, you can be on this route, pending that all those things are accurate that I was previously going to verify, but as long as they turn out to be accurate, you have the green light.
And we're assuming the only verification is somebody coming forward in a hearing.
Okay.
Is that...
The only verification.
The only way that we're verifying that if nobody comes forth in the hearing, then all those things must be true.
Right.
Well, I guess I'm still confused about with the list of things they certified to versus the list of things you might look at just to see if you know, before you had to tell the commission, I recommend yes or no. Are they just verifying what they said in the letter, or is it something more out in addition to what they said in the letter?
Okay, in the letter...
That's where I thought if it was in addition, maybe we should get that stuff.
The letter says the requested routes do not impact any new exclusion or avoidance areas.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, the studies will show that.
Okay.
They say it here, and we can go take them, you know, take this as a certification by the attorney.
Okay.
That's true. It's sort of like the footprint law then. Then I don't need... additional certification, and I don't need any studies if we use this as the certification.
Right.
Okay. Well, if we're going to, I mean, we may as well have this whole conversation. If we're going to try to use it very similar to the certification, which is what we are offering in the amendments, then we should get it the way we get it. We should get it as a certification. But that, you know, we can work out as long as it's okay with the commission. It's not going to, if they know that up front, which they didn't know in this case, it's not going to take any longer to do a certification than it is to get the letter.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's can be step one. But you wouldn't need the studies.
Right.
Okay.
It would be like the footprint law.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And is that the only other thing you asked for then? I thought there was like four things.
Oh, well, there's a SHPO concurrence that no properties affected, no historic properties affected, no... cultural resources affected, landowner or something to confirm the landowner approval,
mm-hmm.
or no landowner concerns, and what else does he say? I think that was it.
I think it's a good idea to get those and not just count on the letter, personally. I think it shows a little more due diligence on our behalf, and if we're asked... by the public, I'm much more comfortable saying, yeah, we verified in signature that the landowner approved this or that they aren't, you know, we got the studies that shows that they aren't affecting. I mean, we looked at it, we saw them.
I don't think it's going to be a huge burden on the company. Cause
well, let me ask the letter that Lawrence, I just read the second letter we just got.
Yeah.
He basically said, this is what you ask for. Boom, 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 boom. So if you get back what he put in this letter with what you've already received, he does a certification. Are we there?
Then we're there. Yes, there. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was envisioning.
Okay, so then
go ahead.
I'm just going to say so that we put it back on staff. Whenever you're comfortable getting all this stuff together, you issue staff approval. That part done.
Mm-hmm.
So then the second thing is, do we want to go through and do the notice? A two-part step.
Make it pending, you know, or subject to this.
The notice process.
The notice process.
And, of course, we'd have to rework the notice. We'd have to do it when we weren't brain dead.
No, that's exactly right.
Because it's new.
Does the law require us to do the notice?
Well, that's the whole
thing. The law requires you to do the notice before you do this. If you want to get, yeah. I mean, that's the simple answer to that. Like I said, we go through contortions to try to go faster and be better and helpful and
if
all
if we were
of that.
To follow the 100% letter of the law by interpretations, is that we would, they would have to file a request. We would then issue the notice out there. Then we'd get all the information, make the decision.
You can look back in this case for an example. Look at that previous one that was approved in September.
We've gone down the road many times of issuing staff approval inside the corridor and even twice outside the corridor.
So this seems somewhat reasonable to me, though. We're saying we've got these conditions, and we're going to, but we're still going to give the public a chance to come forward, and if somebody comes forward, then everything halts, and then we deal with it.
Yeah, but I don't know everything even halts. We would just...
Well, whatever.
If the SHPO, Fish and Wildlife Service, if a landowner now has it in his property, if somebody that has unquestionable standing, I think we quickly rally the troops. If somebody from Wisconsin says they don't like this pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think it means we just quickly get together and see what it is. But
yeah.
We don't have to. But if Fish and Wildlife Service comes in after they've certified all these things, there's a problem.
Yeah. No, that's. I think it's manageable. Just
okay. So then,
careful wording.
So we add the fence to pass list.
We have to add the fence because that's specifically been mentioned here. The county or township road authority.
Oh.
That's supplemental information we're going to request.
Okay, so what I would do is basically say in response to Lawrence Bender's letter, I would say, yes, this is what we're looking for, and in addition, we're looking for... If I've determined that is a section line, I'm going to request certification or something from the county, the public authority, the government authority that section line is not unduly affected.
That's your
is
call,
that
right?
Your
I think Lawrence Bender should be seeking something from the county and township that they don't see that this is going to cause adverse impact on
if it's
that's
a
potential
what I was,
road.
But then they'll send it to us.
And so right. I'm responding to Lawrence Bender's letter saying provide the things that I'd asked for and this other thing from the county or the township.
I thought we were just kind of having you just approve it pending you getting those.
Well, he wanted to make sure you had your concern. If you're willing to let Pat make a decision without that information, I don't think we have to ask for it. But if you want that, then he has to ask for it. So it's up to you how you want to do that.
This is his list of requests that he's asking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think we should get that. We don't want to mess up a road project on the corner
I don't
of this.
Think it's going to take ages for them to get that. The letter that he's got to send back to Lawrence, though, is also going to say the commission discussed this thoroughly at its work session and special meeting on da-da-da-da-da day and concluded that this is how we're going to handle things, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so now I'm asking for this one more thing, after which, if everything's in order.
In addition to these?
Well, the one more thing being the county road issue.
Oh, okay, just one more thing.
What I'm saying
just
is we have to go back and tell them what this conversation, we have to tell them about the whole process being... what process has been invented here today and how it's going to work. So we have to write to Lawrence because he is not thinking either of the option that we have come up with. He's thinking this or this, and we have to tell him about this option. So we will work on a letter to Lawrence.
Well, I think he's thinking of that. He wants that letter, and then so all we're asking is one more provision, and then staff issues approval. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, but
he's not thinking about this.
The notice, right.
Yeah.
Right, but if there's going to be a notice that staff even has the right to approve, so.
Well, are you saying that there's a flaw in that?
No, I'm just saying we have to be clear when we write back to him, and we will say it because then we'll have a record of it in this case for the future.
Future cases.
And that the approval is conditioned or will be conditioned on.
It's a process that we kind of we define till this law shakes itself out.
Right.
And then based on what the law says, then we.
Right.
Either it'll just flush itself
out. Adjust accordingly.
Okay, so then is this motion...
Well, this is not ready.
Okay.
Because we don't have a notice ready.
No?
Yeah. We don't have the kind of notice that we would have to send based on the conversation.
Okay. All right. Well, let's... I got to be in mind in an hour and a half.
Okay.
So let's wrap this up if you have enough. So Pat's got, I think, some guidance you're comfortable with, I hope. And then when will we do this special meeting? For when will we have time to put that together so Julie can look at it and we can all look at it, and then we'll convene a special meeting to get the clock rolling on that too, right?
No,
yes, but it's less important.
It's less urgent. Okay. We could
less
do
urgent,
this.
We do have to think it through clearly because it is a little different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're saying you're fine with a Wednesday or a Thursday next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you?
Well,
I'm fine with Wednesday or Thursday.
I'm getting lots of help from you, so.
Yeah.
But we would get the letter out right away.
Well,
I'm going to need help with the letter.
Yeah,
too,
on Monday or so.
Well, this all came this morning. So, I mean,
this is so critical, though. That letter, is it going to indicate that if all this stuff is in place, you've got it? Or is it going to leave him thinking that this possibly could take several more weeks yet?
Mm-mm.
Because if that backhoe is over there at the Knapp property, they kind of need to know.
What?
The letter's going to say, you've got it if you get us this stuff.
Right.
They're listening right now.
Yes, I know, but it's still going to officially say
so they know that they can keep rolling.
Yes.
Once they
assuming
get
they can
stuff.
Really prove
yes.
what
Plus
they said
we'll
there.
Probably call them in the next few seconds.
Absolutely. Okay. Anything else for the good of the order in this as we continue to plow forward? All right, sorry for Esther, your time. What we'll do is we will not have any motions to vote on. I will close the special meeting.